all things, have faith in God. Today, Kenneth Copeland directs our study to use the Word of God as our foundation for success and overcome any of life's challenges. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now remember, we're talking about mountain moving faith. Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall, or he will have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Now that is the simple act of faith. Believe it in your heart. Say it with your mouth. And act accordingly. You act and speak as though it's already done.
Amen.
Because in the spirit realm, it is already done. Now, this is all hard on the mind. And then it presents a problem. You know, Gloria and I have been walking by faith for 50 years, but it still presents a problem. You still have to keep your mind in line, and you don't want to drift off catching yourself. I just don't understand why this isn't working. You just said it wasn't working. Right. See, I mean, man, faith, when you're on the edge like that, faith can get fragile. It really isn't fragile. It's feeble. It hadn't been fed. You get feeble too if you didn't get one meal a week.
Amen.
Amen. And not taking the time. The most important thing anybody can possibly do is feed your spirit on the Word of God and build and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, that's the most important thing you can do.
Yes.
That's bigger than anything in this life. Amen. Now notice what he said. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Well, what about the economy? Have faith in God.
Amen.
Now, do you remember what the scripture says? Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Now we're going somewhere with this. Say understanding.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All right. Well, what about my children? Have faith in God. Oh, okay. All right. But now, you're not going to be able to do anything about faith in God if you don't feed it.
Amen.
Jesus gave us a big insight into this. He said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, there's two huge things there. He's using the food as an analogy. And he's calling the word spirit food and bread natural food. Your body can't live without it, and your spirit can't live without it. The only thing, your body can just fall down dead. Your spirit can't. It'll go ahead and exist forever in a horribly, horribly feeble situation. I'm talking about born again people now. I'm not talking about the world. When Gloria and I went to our very first partner meeting at Oral Roberts University, and I was leading my family just completely out of the will of God, and like got us all killed. And God didn't. No, God didn't send something on me. No, that's the devil's job. And amen. God was my deliverer big time. Now I won't go into all that. We had a massive car wreck. But God delivered us all, and I knew why. Ooh, I was already supposed to be at Oral Roberts University, and I was running the other direction, and the whale got me. But anyway, but he didn't get me good. So, and that's a mighty story of deliverance. It's just wonderful. And so the next morning after that wreck, they dismissed us from the hospital, and it was quiet in my dad's car. He drove down to Marshall, Texas and picked us up. And I'm just sitting there in the car. Just got through delivered, glory to God, from, like I said, the mouth of the whale. I'm just sitting there, just quiet. My dad said, Kenneth, what are you and Glory planning on doing for the next week or so? I said, Dad, I don't know. We don't have any plans. He said, you know, your mother and I are partners with Oral Roberts in his ministry. I said, yes, I know. Well, he said, you know, they have partner meetings from time to time at Oral Roberts University, isn't it? I said, yes, sir. He said, we got invitations to go, but he said, they sent us two invitations instead of one. Would you and Gloria like to go? Yes. Amen. Amen. So we spent the week with my dad and my mother there on campus at Oral Roberts University in 1966. Well, it was the last day. It was of the meeting, and there was, I don't remember exactly how many people in there, but there were several hundred. I'd say, you know, at least 400, maybe 500 people there. About all that first little auditorium would hold. And so it was the final morning, and the meeting was over at lunch, and so Brother Roberts was laying hands on everybody. Well, I was sitting on the front row, and I don't know how I got separated from Gloria and my mother and dad, but somehow or another I wound up in the line, and we just walked by, and he was standing up a step like this, and it just came by there. And he would lay hands on you, and then you'd go. And the next he'd lay hands on you, and then you'd go. He laid hands on me, and I got separated from them. And so I just walked over there and sat down, waiting. And all of a sudden, now my eyes are wide open. I wasn't in a trance. I learned many years later, I've learned from this, over the years, many, many, many things. And I saw everybody in the room disappeared but Brother Roberts. And the people became transparent. I could just see the outline of the physical body. It just seemed like that the outline was just little distinguishable line. But I could see the spirit man. that little, it didn't look like to me that anybody in that line spinning out now, and like the Lord said to me, he said, son, this is the cream of the crop. They didn't look like to me there's any bigger than a broom handle. Wrinkled, emaciated, starved with great big heads. In the spirit, it broke me. And I realized years later what was happening to me. I was experiencing the compassion of God.
Yes. Glory to God.
And I just sat there and wept. I couldn't help it. It was just, at that moment, it was just overwhelming. I couldn't hardly talk about it. I couldn't hardly tell Gloria what happened. I didn't want to leave that campus. I said, Lord, and then he began to talk to me about it. And he said, their heads have been educated with religion at the expense of their spirit. And he said, like he said, you're looking at the cream of the crop. Wow. So I you can imagine how much active faith is in that. Now they have faith. They're born again. Mm-hmm. But it's not fed. You can't feed faith on religion. People are moved by what they feel. Most everybody back then, you talk to them, you know, they talk about feelings all the time. Well, you know, I just don't feel like God's here. I just don't feel like God's with me. I just don't feel like he loves me. Well, see, oh, that's alive in hell, brother. I mean, feelings don't have anything to do with this. But you have to learn that. Amen.
Amen.
And you have to learn to walk in that. I remember when I first started learning to walk by faith, I remember I looked at this and I thought, well, now, wait a minute. Yeah. All right. I already know how to do this. And Gloria said, what? I said, I already know how to not be moved by what I feel or what I see. I said, I learned that flying instruments. You did too, didn't you, Steve? I mean, we had to learn that. I didn't know nothing about God. I learned that. If I go by what I feel, I get myself killed. Because you get vertigo and you think you're flying, you're in a turn and you try to straighten it up. And what you did, you actually put the thing in a turn. And I thought, I already know how to do this, man. All I have to do is go by what I learn. The Word of God is my instrument panel. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's what's telling me the truth, not my physical senses. Not my mind, but what that panel says. And I remembered one night, it was just about dusk, and I was flying an airplane that I didn't know and I didn't trust. This is back in the days when I had to. And I was trying to stay out of the clouds because I didn't, like I said, I didn't know anything about this old airplane, and I didn't want to get on instruments with it. And it's getting to about dusk, and all of a sudden, vertigo got a hold of me. And thank God for a good flight instructor. And I could hear his voice. And I mean, he was one of the roughest guys. But one time we pulled up on a ramp, and he looked at me, and I looked at him. He said, I think I better get out. I said, I think you better. As long as you're in here, you the boss, we get out on the ramp. You better stay out of my way, because, oh, I was mad at him. Anyway, but I thank God for him. And I remembered what he told me to do. I had to get my eyes on that panel and get away from my feelings. That's the same thing, see? I ducked my head down put my head right straight up and locked into that panel without looking outside, and I kind of went sideways again and then went down here like this. See what I'm doing? I'm cutting out everything I feel, and I'm looking right at that panel. Just right at it. I don't believe anything except what it says. And it said I was flying straight and living, and I swear I'm down, I was in a left turn. Because see, my inner ear had dumped, and it's telling me I'm turning. And I'm but not, that panel, I'm in. You got to believe that. Well, see, my body's telling me it's sick. Uh-uh. No, I can't be looking at that. I got to be looking at this, brother. This is where faith comes from. This is where the power is. This is where the healing is. It was bought 2,000 years ago, and grace bought and paid for it. Glory to God. And now faith takes a hold of it and lays claim to it because it belongs to you. If Jesus is your Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So when I saw that and the Lord said, I have called you and anointed you to do something about that. Well, I didn't know what that meant then. But then I learned later when he first introduced me to the teaching anointing. Now, up until then, I just preached. Oral Roberts is my spiritual father, and he's the only thing I knew anything about preaching, and I wasn't trying to act like him. It just come out like that, you know. And I was doing my best to just preach the word. But he's the only thing I knew. But then the Lord blessed me to be under Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry, and he starts teaching on faith. So, and I'm traveling with Brother Roberts. I'm watching him do it, and Brother Hagin's teaching me how it works. I'm blessed. Of all men, I'm blessed, brother. Praise God. Oh, yeah. And so, I like to preach, and I was enjoying that. Well, I was down in Houston, Texas there, preaching at Brother Hilton Sutton's place. And I started out, I went down there for 3 days, and I started out the door of my hotel room, and the Lord stopped me. And he said, tonight I'm adding the teaching anointing to you. I said, well, praise God. Yeah, that's fine. That's good. And I thought, well, you know, okay. I don't know what to do with this, but I went on over there, of course, went home. And I just opened my Bible and had my notebook there, you know, and with my outlines and so forth. And I just started in, but that teaching anointing took effect. Oh, sonny boy. Oh, was it delicious? And I still love it. Hallelujah. And, you know, I walked in that office for 10 years and just enjoyed every minute of it. And then in 1977, the Lord called me out and Brother Hagin laid his hands on me, separated me the office of the prophet. But the teaching anointing is still there. And you know, I mean, that's what I'm doing right now. But it's the same teaching anointing, but it's on the level of the prophet's ministry. So it has a little more depth to it. But anyway, this teaching, I had the Lord say to me, oh, how long ago was that, Lord? 4 months ago, I had him say to me, he said, don't think little of the teaching office. He said, I did more of that than anything.
The glory.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You remember when he was in his own hometown and could do no mighty works there because of their unbelief? You remember what it says? And he went about teaching in their synagogue. See, that's the way you get rid of unbelief. Jesus, a faith teacher.
That's right.
Whoa.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's just so amazing to realize the power, the absolute power that comes from revelation coming out of the Word of God. Revealed knowledge. I'm not talking about the book of Revelation. And by the way, that's not revelations. That's revelation. It's one revelation and it's about Jesus. So anyway, but here's the difference between natural sense knowledge and revealed knowledge or revelation knowledge. Natural sense knowledge is knowledge and information gained through the five physical senses. Now, that's what you have in just a regular school. And you're subject to the fallibility and the inefficiencies of the teacher, which every one of us, my goodness, I get so aware of that. But greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. And He's that anointing's what makes a difference, see. But you have the inefficiencies and the inabilities of the student and the teacher. And what you're teaching is knowledge that comes through the five physical sense gates. And, you know, I mean, that's all right. But when the teaching anointing is manifest, then you be sick. You've had it happen to you. Every person in this room, I expect, has had it happen to you, where you're just sitting there, and all of a sudden you said, "Whoa." And you've heard that, you've read that verse over and over and over again. That is, "Whoa." Did you see that? I didn't see nothing. So it's something the Holy Spirit revealed to you at that moment. Yeah. Yep. To give you insight, ideas, and concepts into the kingdom of God that come in your spirit, not just in your mind. That produces faith.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, with faith, you could tell a mountain to move, and it would obey you. If obstacles stand in your way, it may be time to wake up your faith. The 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Faith That Can Move Mountains, the newest installment of the Kenneth Copeland Ministries Lifeline series, is here to help you grow your faith. With 10 video lessons with Kenneth or Gloria, fresh new worship songs, an all-new Faith Scriptures CD by Kenneth, scripture cards for you to confess daily, and easy-to-follow written lessons. Renew your mind with God's Word and become strong and confident in the faith you have. Move the mountains of debt, sickness, bondage, or fear out of your life. Take 10 days and develop the unbeatable spirit of faith that can move mountains. Activate the faith of God in you and move the mountains in your life. Request your free Faith Lifeline kit from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, your 10-day spiritual action plan for faith that can move mountains. Put your faith to work today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Order your 10-day spiritual action plan for faith that can move mountains today. Offer good for 60 days.
No man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. We were in that project house, little shotgun house there in Tulsa. I'm studying these things and reading, and I saw that. If no man can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost, then a man can say Jesus is Lord by the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, the Spirit of God come up on the inside of me, and I just started saying Jesus is Lord over everything I could think of, and I'm still doing it.
As the ministry has grown and the KCM logo has changed over the years, the message has remained the same. Jesus is Lord. Feed your spirit on the good news. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is filled with words of faith to build your life upon. Hear, read, and share testimonies from partners. Stay up to date wherever you are on our interactive online magazine. Since 1973, this free monthly magazine has brought words of encouragement from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other authors sharing the victorious life of faith. Sign up for your free subscription by calling or visiting us online.
Community to me is about never being alone, that you always have people around you, that you're doing the same thing, going in the right direction together, and you're always developing and going to a higher level with people. And so it never feels like you have to do it on your own, but you're doing it as a team.
Community is letting your guard down and just being you.
Community is partnership.
Community is all about ministry.
A place to find friends.
A place to build relationships.
Doing life together.
It's a place to get together with family.
Community is unity and trust.
Community is a group of people you can rely on.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's free radio offer. Order your copy today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
I will. This is an act of your will, not your emotions. I will fear no evil. Why? Because my God's the biggest thing in the valley.
April 6th through 8th, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the 2017 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. June 15th through 17th, join the Copelands at the Dayton Victory Campaign at the Dayton Convention Center in Dayton, Ohio. July 31st through August 5th, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests for the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. November 9th through 11th, the Copelands invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org/events. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.